Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Got Faith Church. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come to you this morning in prayer, and we ask you to forgive us of all our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God, as we come into this place to hear what you have to say to us, Lord. We come to give you praise and thanks and to honor you, Lord, with our giving and with our listening and paying attention to what your Holy Spirit has to say to us today. And we ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts and minds to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 This morning, we're going to start in Psalm 4 in the New King James Version. This is the safety of the faithful, the safety of the faithful. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Lord. Please stand with us and sing to the Lord hymns and psalms this morning. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God shows his goodness to those who love him. And he's already demonstrated his love to the whole world in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we have to turn our hearts to him to receive his goodness. Amen? And diligently seek him. He's not a magic genie and he's not the lottery. You don't just come to him one time and say, be good to me at your own whim. You seek the Lord continuously and he shows his goodness to those who are faithful to him. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the God of all grace, who has bought us and sought us and guided our ways. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we want to continue to worship the Lord. We invite you to give to the Lord through God Faith Church. You can go to godfaithchurch.org and click on online giving, return the Lord's tithe to him, and give an offering. The Lord commands us to return the tithe to the storehouse, which is the church where you're being taught the word of God. Amen. So you can go to godfaithchurch.org and return the Lord's tithe and give offering to his name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. At this time, Pastor Ray is going to come forward with the word of God. Amen.
Good morning, God Faith Church.
Good morning.
Welcome to church this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray before we get started, of course, because we want to hear from the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this word that you've given to us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, we all have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand what you're saying to us, Lord. I thank you for the millions of people around the world you're drawn to this broadcast, live and after the fact, to hear the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Get a Holy Spirit a hand clap for this. Thank you. We're going to continue in part two of the series. part two of our series. Last week, Pastor Cindy preached. Before that, I started the series called, thank you, Lord.
Faith Manifestation.
Faith Manifestation. And what I was talking about, we were talking about faith, and we were talking about the measure of faith. The first part of that series was called The Measure of Faith. We were talking about the measure of faith. We were talking about the faith that God gave us through Jesus Christ, and how we're supposed to use that faith to obey God, serve God, believe His word, and so forth. And we went into great detail that first part. You need to go back to that, listen to it. It's called Faith Manifestation Part 1, The Measure. And I gave you a lot of scriptures and so forth. I gave you a lot of word and scriptures to describe that measure of faith. And basically what the Lord showed me and was telling me was, when we get born again, we receive the measure of faith in our heart. That is a free gift. That is, we didn't do nothing to earn it. We didn't do nothing to deserve it. We didn't work for it, tithe for it, give for it, come to church for it, be good for it. All we did was, when the gospel was preached and the Holy Spirit drawed us, we accepted. We just yielded to it and said, I believe, I receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So salvation, the measure of faith that we received it, when we were born again, that was a free gift. Nobody can lay claim to that. You know, there's a lot of people who say, there's a lot of people who they'll testify. They'll say, well, I don't believe in that healing stuff, or I don't believe in that prosperity stuff. I don't believe in that you know, prosperity and that healing, and I don't believe in that speaking in tongues stuff. I don't believe in none of that, but one thing I can tell you, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died for my sins. I'm going to heaven. Well, that was the free gift. That was, Jesus did that. You didn't do that. Now that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for your sins, and when you receive Jesus, you receive that free measure of faith. And of course you believe in Jesus. Of course you believe your sins are forgiven. And of course you believe you're going to heaven. That was a free gift that was implanted in you when you said the sinner's prayer and received Jesus. So you're not boasting about anything. Just like Jesus said, he said, we can't boast. He said, no man can boast about salvation. No man can boast or judge people because they're not saved, because it was a free gift that you received. So for you to take that free gift of faith and try to put it on display in front of people and say, all I know is I just believe in Jesus. I don't believe in that healing stuff. You're acting like a fool, because basically what you're taking the free gift that God gave you and you're not doing nothing with it. What the reason the Father gave you the gift of faith was so that you would take His word and believe His word with, so you would take your will and your faith, your human faith and your will. Somebody said, human faith? What's human faith? There's no such thing as human faith. Oh, really? There's no such thing as human faith. So when you get up and go to work Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday you work and they don't pay you a dime. You have faith that on Friday that they're going to pay you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a little bottle with red pills in it, he says, if you'll take these little red pills, this will cause your blood pressure to go down, or this will cause that. You have faith in that. So we have human faith. We have faith. We release our faith in all kinds of stuff, in food, eating healthy, in exercise, in guns. Yeah. You know, people will invest their money. People will send a portion of their money to something called a 401k for 20, 30 years. And the whole time those people are saying, we got your money and it's growing and we'll have something for your retirement. That's faith. Mm-hmm. So everybody lives by faith, everybody, but it's not the faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Son of God, that faith tells us, even though we can't see, human faith is based on what people tell us and so forth. But the faith of the Son of God is actually, it's a living, real faith. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a living faith, meaning you just know that you're saved. You just know that you're going to heaven. You just know that your sins are forgiven. You don't have to have, you don't have to have a bunch of information on it. You just know it because it's in your heart. It's a living faith. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to take that faith and believe His word, to use our human faith. Now part two of this is going to be called human faith. Human faith, part two. Human faith, like I described to you, we all have human faith. We all have faith. There's people who have faith in those religions. I've talked to people of other religions and they have faith that they're going to heaven. They have faith that they're on the right path. They have faith that what they're doing is right. Mm-hmm. People have faith that they're going to get paid on their job. People have faith when they take medicine, it's going to do something. When they exercise, it's going to do something, right? Mm-hmm. People have faith in guns. If I have a gun, then I'm protected. So people have, human faith is everywhere, all around you, every day. That's why people go to work. That's why people have human faith, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this. Human faith is like I said, that's what everybody lives by in this earth realm. What you can see, what you hear, what you can see, what you can taste, what you can touch. You got to hear something, see something, taste something, touch something. So when they say, okay, things are bad out there in the economy, and people begin to fear, they have faith in that. They believe it. They have faith and believe it. So now the Lord Jesus Christ knows, God knows that there's no way for us to have, that the only thing we can have faith in really, for us to have, let me see if I can say it like this. For us to have divine faith, for let me see, how do I say it, Lord? Because there's actually people I've heard who will fly a plane into a building because they have faith that when once they're dead, they'll be wake up in a heaven with women and stuff like that. I've heard stories, you know, just different kinds of stories. So you can have faith in anything. You can have faith in anything. But the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. See, I'm stumbling around till the Lord helps me and steps in and says, let me tell you what I'm saying. What the Lord's saying to us is, thank you, Lord. There's a lot of things you can have faith in this earth, right? Mm-hmm. You can have human faith. You can use your human faith to believe anything. I've heard people actually tell me this. They're like, why do you say I should believe in Jesus Christ? Why should I believe the word of God? You have Muslims, Mormons, Buddhists. You have all kinds of, Hindus. You have all kinds of spiritualists, religions, non-religious people who aren't religious, who believe in, who just believe in healthcare, education, money, atheists. So what is it? Why should I take my human faith and put it in this word, in the Bible, in the word of God? Why should I do that? Why should I take my human faith, my will? See, and that's what makes us like God. That's why you got a will to choose, because you're in the image of God. So God made us in his image to be able to choose our destiny and choose. Why should I take my will and my human faith and put it in this book and obey this book and do what this book says and believe this book will happen in my life? There's no reason. Why? What's the difference between this and then having faith in any other religion or any other thing, whether it's atheism, socialism, whether it's different religions? What is it that causes me to be able to take this book, this Bible, the Word of God, and believe it and obey it and believe Jesus and obey Jesus? Because when the Christian gets saved and born again, you are given the faith of the Son of God. Nobody on our earth, nobody on the planet has the faith of the Son of God. Everybody uses their will and their human faith, what they believe in, to believe in certain things and do certain things, religions and so forth. But only the believer, only those who've been born again have the faith of the Son of God, right? Only people who accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and been born again have God's faith, that faith living in them, that substance, the faith of the Son of God living in them that tells them God is real, Jesus is real, Jesus died for your sins are forgiven. All that's what the faith does. It testifies. I think one scripture said, he said, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, right, that we're saved and that God is real. So the faith you have in you bears witness that God is real. There's no struggle. You don't struggle with believing in Jesus or believing that God's real when you have God's faith in your heart. But now God tells you, take that faith that you have, since I've freely given you a free gift. That's the free gift. So don't boast about it. Don't say, I believe in Jesus. So yeah, all you did was accept. When somebody preached the gospel, you just yielded to the Holy Spirit. You didn't do nothing to earn that. You weren't good to earn that. So now that you have the free gift of salvation in your heart, when you read in your Bible and the word says, bring your tithes and offerings to the storehouse, when it says, give and it should be given back to you, when it says, by my stripes you are healed, when it says, I'll give angels to surround you and protect you, when it says all these promises, when it tells you to forgive, when it tells you to walk in love, right? When it tells you all these things, how can you obey them? How can you just live by the Bible? How can you just live by the word of God and believe that if I sow, God's going to take care of me and I'm going to progressively get more and more prosperous? How can you believe that? How can you just put your faith in? How can you Just put your faith and trust in Him. You see everybody in the world investing in the stock market, investing in 401ks, building their nest, they're doing this, and talking about all these things. That's what they have their faith in. And you see results. You see they have things. How can you take your human faith and your will and your desire and put it in this these scriptures that was written thousands of years ago, right? How can you do that? You can in the natural. You can't in the natural. But if you're born again, you can, because you have the faith of the Son of God in you that says Jesus is real and Jesus is the Word. God is real. Jesus is real. You're born again. Jesus is coming back one day. Your sins have been washed away. So since you have that free, that initial, that down payment, the scripture said it was a down payment, the first taste, the fourth. Since you have that down payment, since you have that first fruit, it's kind of like when you buy a house, when you go to buy a house, they want a down payment. They say, give us a down payment. And then the house is yours. It's taken off the market. Once you put the money up, the little down payment or a little whatever they call it, then they take it off because they know you're serious. We have the down payment. We have the first fruit. We have the first measure of faith, the faith to believe that Jesus is real and God is real and the Word of God is real. We have it. Now he says, now that I've freely given you faith, right, take your faith. Take your human, and I just described it. What if somebody said, what do you mean my faith? I just described it. Were you listening? Go back and listen. Take your faith, your human faith, your will, your desire. Some people say, I just can't believe in that healing stuff. Why not? That what they're saying is, I'm not going to take my human faith and my will and believe in healing in this book. I'm not going to do that, right? And so, and you ask them, say, why? They say, well, look around you. Christians die every day from sickness. And see, they're operating, they're, instead of taking their human faith and their will and the desire and operating in God's faith and saying, well, even though I don't see it around me, even though I see Christians die, I choose to believe God's word because of the faith of the Son of God I have in me. You see how that works? So it's not that you're trying to make something happen. You're saying God is real, Jesus is real, this book is real. I'm going to take my will, my desire, and I'm going to take my faith, my human faith that I could put in the stock market, that I could put in, anything, people, jobs, money, healthcare, and I'm going to put it in this word because I know, gee, why? Why am I going to do that? Why would I do that instead of putting my faith in doctors and putting my faith in all these other things, religions and atheism and self and all? Why would I put my faith in this right here, these scriptures? Why? Because I have the faith of the Son of God. It was freely, it was a free gift. So actually, it's not that free no more, is it? It's a free gift. The Lord gave you a free gift, but he expects you to do something with it. You know what I'm saying? He said, I freely gave you this. Now what you going to do with it? There's scriptures all through the Bible where parables where he talked about on that day, many will say to me, we've done this and that. He's going to say, depart from me. He said, I never knew you. He says, you didn't. And I think there was some people who didn't even have faith. They didn't even receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or it could have been people who just didn't use their faith. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line to it is Jesus gives scripture after scriptures about the parable of the talent and different things. What did you do with the faith I gave you? What did you do with that measure of faith? We're supposed to take that measure of faith. That's supposed to be, the scriptures talk about in the Bible, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. That scripture used to mess me up for years and years. I didn't understand. What do you mean faith is the evidence of things hoped for? What? Faith is the evidence. Evidence. What's evidence? Proof of things hoped for. What am I hoping for? The precious promises. Mm-hmm. So when God promises me something in his word, but he requires me to do something, mm-hmm. then where's my proof that this is going to work? Where's my evidence and my proof? Mm-hmm. Something I can stand on. Mm-hmm. I got to see somebody with it or something. No, that's not what he said. He said faith mm-hmm. is the evidence. Faith is the proof. So you don't got to see nothing. All you got to do is base it on the faith that you have in your heart from Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What is the proof that when I bring my tithes and offerings to the storehouse and I give liberally to the Lord and I sow liberally and I don't, you know, try to build my own kingdom. What is the proof that God's going to take care of me and prosper me and I'm going to grow progressively more prosperous? What is the proof in that? What is the evidence of that? Joe Blow down the street is tithing? This guy that's giving? No. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the proof. What you mean? the faith I have in my heart. Jesus is real. God is real. I know I'm born again. That's my proof that everything else in this book is real and that it will work. And that's why the Bible said the just shall live by or with the aid of their faith. The just shall live by or with the aid of their faith. How do you live? Okay, the word says this. But how do you know that's real? Well, I have faith. I have faith Jesus is real because I'm born again. I have the faith of God. So you're supposed to take the faith of the Son of God and you're supposed to use it to believe, take your will and your faith and believe this book and obey this book, right? Even though you don't see anything, even though you don't see anything, even though you don't feel anything, I don't care how long it takes, your evidence and your proof is not. In other words, I used to hear a preacher, it used to make me mad when I think it was Kenneth Hagin. He used to make me mad. How did he say that? He said when, something about when you don't care when it happens, you won't be waiting too long. He said when you're waiting on something from the Lord, he said when you get to the point where you forget about it and you don't care when it happens, you're just doing what God told you, he said you won't be waiting too long. In other words, I used to get mad about that because I didn't understand. What is the point? The point is you've died. When you get to the point where you don't care and you're not anxious and you're not like, where's it at, Lord? Where's it at, Lord? Where's it at? Then you've pretty much died to the flesh aspect of it. Wanting your flesh wanting to see it happen has died. And now you're just spirit. You're just obeying the Lord based on what he told you to do, based on the faith of the Son of God. That is if you're still obeying him and believing it. Now, if you're all negative and saying, well, I guess it ain't going to happen, of course you ain't in faith. But I'm saying, so what I'm saying is, take your human faith, take your human will that you can put on anything. You can take your faith, your human faith, and your will and believe anything you want. You can believe anything out there. You can believe in it. I don't want to say certain things. You can believe in anything. You can take your human faith and believe in anything. You can be racist. You can hate people. You can love people. You can forgive people. You can take your will and help people. You can do whatever you want. But God said, I want you to take your human faith and I want you to take your will and I want you to believe my word. I want you to meditate my word day and night and believe it and take your will and your desires and believe this book, obey this book. And he said, based on what? Based on the faith I've given you, based on the faith of the Son of God. He's not asking us to do something impossible. You know, some people say, how can I believe that? Very easy. Do you believe in Jesus? Yeah. Are you born again? Yes. Oh, how do you know that? How do you know you're born again? How do you know you're going to heaven? I just know. Well, if you know that, who wrote this book? Who is this book? The Word. It's Jesus. We didn't believe the rest of it. See, but they don't have faith for that yet. They don't have faith for the rest of it yet. Right? They don't have faith for healing. They don't have faith for prosperity. They don't have faith for these things. They don't have faith for it. They have faith that Jesus died on the cross for us because that's all that he gave them. That's the down payment, the first fruit. That's the measure he gave them. Now, we're supposed to take our human faith and our desire and believe the book and act on the book. That's our part. God has a part. We had a part. I sent my only begotten Son that whoever believe on him will not perish but have everlasting life. If you receive my Son, you shall be saved. Bam. That's God's part. Our part is to receive it and then now take our will and our human faith and believe this book and act on this book just like it's real. Based on what? The Son of God's faith. Now, as you do that, something supernatural is going to happen to you. As you do that, church, praise God, we're going to get into that next week. When you take your human faith and you take your will and you begin to do that, believe God. And see, there's other elements to this. You know, in order for you to take your human faith and your will and obey the word and believe the word, what you got to do? There's something you got to do. You got to read it. And you got to listen to it preached. You got to meditate in it. And you got to pray it. And you got to confess it. That's how you learn it. That's how it gets in your heart. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. If all you do is worldly stuff, if you're never meditating in this book, listening to this book being preached, and somebody says, well, you know, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the Bible and I'll just read my Bible all the time. And then I'll know. No. Jesus said, I gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the full equipping. Yes, your time you meditate in the word is a partial equipping. It's a part. It's not a full equipment. I don't care what nobody says to you. Jesus himself said, I gave. Jesus wouldn't give something we didn't need or that wasn't necessary. He said, I give apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the full equipping so that we won't be confused and led astray. So if you're just reading your Bible and you're not coming to church or you don't have a teacher, you don't have a ministry gift that you're listening to and sowing into, you're not going to have the full equipping. You're going to be deceived. The devil's going to deceive you. You're not going to make it into this faith, because that's not my opinion. I'm not basing that on the fact that I listen to people and that's how I grew, even though it is how I grew. That's what I do. I read my Bible every morning. I read the word. I love the word, but I also listen to the word being preached. I have to listen to the preaching of the word. You have to listen to the gospel being preached, because then the Holy Spirit says, then that's the obedience factor. Imagine this. If you said, well, I believe in the windows of heaven open over my life, but I don't tithe. I don't believe in that tithing. You know, I believe pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men are giving them to me, but I don't believe in giving. That's how ignorant that is. Well, you know, I believe that the Lord will speak to me and reveal his word to me, but I don't listen to preachers, or I don't have a teacher, or I don't. You're stupid. You're going against the word. The Lord says you have to listen to the word being preached. It's not specifically like a person. It's the fact that you're listening to God's ministry gift. Where's your church? Where's your church home? What ministry are you partnered with? Who are you listening to, right? Well, I partner with Mike Barber Ministries. Does Mike Barber teach you and preach to you? Does he minister the word of God to you? No, he goes into the prisons and jail. Well, that's good. You're supposed to send Mike Barber to the prisons and jail. But you got to have a teacher. You got to have somebody you're listening to. Somebody God's anointed, somebody God's called to preach and teach the word of God. You have to be listening to them. And you have to be given into that, them and that ministry. See what I'm saying? You have to do that. You're not going to have the full equipping. But what happens is, as you diligently seek the Lord, you have to, let me back up. In order for you to take your human faith and your will and live by the word, you have to be diligently seeking the Lord. What does it say? It says in Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews 11, it says, those who come to me must first, what's the first thing they must do? They must be born again. Those who come to me must first believe that I am. How are you going to, we just went over that for the past 2 weeks. How are we going to believe that God is? Those who come to me must first believe that I am. How are you going to believe that God is? How are you going to believe? By faith, by being born again. Those who come to me must first believe that I am. Must first be born again. Because if you're not born again, you're not going to believe that he is. God knows that if you don't believe that he is, you're not diligently going to seek him. You have to have something. You have to have substance and evidence and proof to diligently seek him. See what I'm saying? Because somebody says, well, Watch this. People say, well, I don't need proof. And I don't need evidence to believe in medicine. I don't need proof and evidence to believe in these other things. The devil ain't fighting that. The devil's motivating that. And he's the God of this world. So the God of this world is drawing you to put your faith and trust and confidence in false religions, medicine. That's called the spirit of this age, the spirit of this world. It's not hard for you to release your faith in natural things. I asked my wife the other day, I said, and the Lord just answered it. So that's how he does. He'll answer me a lot of times when I'm preaching. I asked my wife the other day, I said, I don't understand how people can believe this and they can't believe the word. God just answered me. It's easy, because the spirit of this age is drawing you to believe the lies, to believe all the lies. It's his lies. All of it's his lies. False religion and trusting in all these things are his lies. So he's drawing you. You're living in a world where that's the God of this world. He's drawing you to that, right? But for you to believe God's word is impossible. It's impossible for someone to believe the truth of God's word, act on it, believe it, and do it, right? Without faith, without being born again. It's impossible. You can't do it. It's impossible. You can't do it. Now, you might have released your human faith in a Christian religion, Christian rules and regulations, and everything. That's not faith. That's not what God's talking about. But it's impossible for you to obey the Lord from your heart, take your will and obey the Lord from your heart without faith and believing in God. You see what I'm saying? So that's why he gives his faith. So it's impossible to believe God without faith, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So those who come to me must first believe that I am. So I gave you Jesus so you can believe that I am. And now I'm a rewarder of those who will what? Diligently seek me. What is diligently seeking God? If I put down, if I had to give the definition of diligently seeking God, I would say word, prayer, and give. And then that would lead to obedience. But you can't obey something you don't know. So I'd say number one is word. You have to meditate in God's word. You have to read his word. You got to listen to his word preached. Number two, you have to give. Because if you don't give into your teacher, if you don't give into the word, God said, he said, you're not mocking me. He said, you're a mocker. You're mocking what he told you to do. And then number three, that will lead to obedience. You see what I'm saying? So that's seeking God. Seeking God basically is the word and giving, basically in a nutshell. I'm reading God's word. I'm listening to God's word preached. I'm giving into the gospel and giving into my teacher. If you're doing all that, then what's going to happen next is what we're going to get into next week. And then you have to obey the word. In other words, so seeking God is first reading the word, hearing the word, giving it to the word, and obeying the word. Taking your human faith, taking your will, and obeying this word, doing what this word tells you to do. When the word tells you to forgive, I got to forgive them? I ain't done nothing to them, and they've done everything to me. And you want me to forgive them? How can I do that? I can't do that. I'm going to forgive them. They've done everything wrong. I've done nothing but been nice. And how am I going to forgive? The Lord said, because I told you to. And you said, well, that don't make sense. He said, I know it don't. But what makes sense is I'm God and I'm real and I live in your heart. That makes sense, don't it? Yes, sir. Then forgive. See what I'm saying? That's how it works. Lord, how can I believe in healing? I'm sick. I got this thing on my body. I'm not sick, though. I'm healed. But somebody might say, I'm sick. I got this thing on my body. And everybody's telling me I need to do this and that. How can I believe your word that I'm healed? How can I believe that? He's like, in the natural, you can't. But by faith, he said, instead of looking at the sickness, instead of looking at what the people are saying, instead of looking at that, look at the word and then turn around back here and look at the substance of things hoped for is your faith in me. The fact that you have faith, right? That's the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Well, I'm hoping for this in God. I'm hoping for that based on the word of God. Well, what is the substance for that? What's the evidence of that and the proof that that thing is going to come to pass? Your faith, right? That's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence and not things not yet seen. Now, next week, we're going to get into something. We're going to talk about, we talked about part one was the measure of faith. Part two was human faith. And in part three, we're going to talk about, I'm not going to give the title yet. The Lord might change it. But we're going to talk about what happens when you do this. Something happens supernatural. That scripture that I gave you in Hebrews where it said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, that's where we've been in the preaching of the word of God. That's where I've been preaching on for the past 2 weeks. Faith is the substance. Faith is real. It's the substance of things we hope for. This part two of this, that's what I was telling you, what we hope for, what's in the word. It's the evidence of things not what? Not, I got my translation says not yet seen. Not yet seen. So first thing you start out, the way you start out believing God is, You gotta be born again, you gotta be saved. And then number two, you gotta get in his word. Listen to this, sweetheart, you don't miss this part. Part one, you start believing God because you got his faith in his heart. Part two is you start taking your human faith and believing his word, right? And you don't see it manifested. You don't see it yet, but you see Jesus. And then part three, something supernatural is gonna happen. Something supernatural is gonna happen. So as you take your human faith, your human will, your desires, your thought, everything, and you get in this book and you diligently seek the Lord and you listen to his preachers and you give and you do what he tells you, and then you start learning the word and you start obeying the word and you start believing God's word, something supernatural is going to happen to you. Something supernatural is going to happen to you. And when that supernatural thing happens, then that's going to lead to what the title of this sermon is. I'm not going to tell y'all. I need to write that down here. That's good, Lord. Because the Lord's giving me this. Right? Thank you, Lord. And that's when it's going to get to the answer. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't see no manifestation. I don't see no, I don't actually see, you know, praise God for that stuff, for living by faith. Praise God that I obey God by faith, by the faith of the Son of God I have. I can understand all that. But when am I going to see the prosperity? When am I going to see the health? When am I going to see it? When they say, when am I going to see it? They're actually, when's it going to be manifested? That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. When am I going to see it manifested here where I can spend it? I can live in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can have it. Mm-hmm. When am I, that's what we're going to talk about next week. Mm-hmm. First, you have to diligently seek the Lord until something begins to happen. When this thing begins to happen to you, and I just read it to you in Hebrews, when that thing begins to happen to you, right, then when that happens, then the manifestation is going to happen, and you're going to begin to see it, right, in Jesus' name. A lot of stuff's happening to us. We don't even realize it, because that's God's system. God don't want you caught up in prosperity. God don't want you caught up in health. God just wants you so busy seeking and serving Him, you just turn and say, man, look where I live. Mm. You know, wow. You know, He don't want you saying, come on, house, come on, house, come on, house, come on, house, come on, car, come on, heal, come on. Just seeking the Lord. Say, oh, that thing's gone. You know, remember that thing I've been praying over 3 years? It's gone. Mm-hmm. It ain't there no more. He don't want you waiting 3 years. Lord, Lord, Lord. He wants you diligently seeking Him and just believing Him and saying what He says, praying what He says. And then you begin to see it, and you'll begin to believe it, and you'll forget about the thing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you'll be living in it, driving it. Mm-hmm. You'll be walking in it. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, church. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. But for that to happen, we got to crucify. The way, you know, a lot of Christians think the way they crucify their flesh is, I'm going to crucify my flesh by fasting and going on a spiritual pilgrimage and doing the way you crucify your flesh is by taking your will and your faith and your human faith and your belief system and say, I'm going to believe this based on the faith of the Son of God I have, based on the evidence and the proof and the substance that I have in my heart, which is Jesus. I'm going to take that and believe this. And when you do that, then there's a process of death. Your flesh is dying. Another, I know that's hard for people to grasp and understand, but it really is. It's a process of Jesus talked about, take up your cross and follow me. Mm-hmm. That's taking up your cross and following Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's taking up your, see, Jesus already killed your flesh in the area of believing if God's real or not. He nailed that to the cross. Jesus said, see, that used to confuse me. I used to be like, well, Jesus, if you nailed me to the cross, I said, why am I down here acting crazy? Why? Why? I mean, if I've been nailed to the cross, He said, I nailed that portion, that measure of you that didn't know there was a God, and didn't know who was God, if God was real, what is God, if there is a God. He said, I nailed that to the cross. Mm-hmm. He said, that died forever. Mm-hmm. Every Christian who's born again, they might backslide. And you ask any backslided Christian, somebody who maybe got saved when they was young and they're backslidden, you ask them, they say, yeah, I know God's real. That's never going to leave. That's been crucified. That's been killed. Well, now the Lord expects you to crucify the rest of that mess. Mm-hmm. Your belief in everything but God's word. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He expects us to do that. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, work out your own salvation. Mm-hmm. He said, you must nail that stuff to the cross. You must nail those desires, trusting in money, trusting in this, trusting in that. Mm-hmm. Do you know, all that, we got to do that. And somebody said, well, how is that fair? Well, it's fair because He gave you the substance to do it. He gave you the faith to do it. He gave you the faith to know He's real to do it. And if somebody wants proof, my goodness, if the faith Jesus gave us causes us to completely and totally to believe in the cross, how much more when He increases our faith in the area of prosperity will we completely and totally believe in prosperity like we do the cross? Mm-hmm. But there has to be a process of surrender, your surrender and your will and your faith and your desire and obedience to do what the Word says, right? And you can't do the word if you don't know the word. But next week, the part two of this was called human faith. Part three, next week, we're going to talk about the increase. And you don't have to write that down. It might change. But part three, we're going to talk about what happens when you do this. Because a lot of people are like, okay, I got the faith of the Son of God. I got the faith. I believe Jesus is real. I believe I'm saved. Praise God. Now I'm going to take my human faith and my will, my desire, and I'm going to get in this book. I'm going to seek God, and I'm going to believe and live by this book. Now what? When's the miracles going to happen? When's the supernatural going to happen? When? That's what we're going to get into next week to show you. You know, Jesus. That's what the disciples were asking Jesus. They were like, "Lord, teach us to pray." Or what they asked the Lord about faith? They said, "Show us how to have faith like that," or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, "You just do what I tell you, mm-hmm. and the faith will come." Mm-hmm. In other words, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you seen them same disciples who was begging the Lord to give them faith. They couldn't cast out a devil. The devil was foaming and spitting, and they couldn't do nothing. They couldn't walk on water. Peter was sinking on water and all that stuff. You see them same disciples later on after Jesus is gone, casting out demons, laying hands on sick, shaking off snakes, doing all kinds of stuff, right? Because they got the increase because they stuck with the Lord. So next week we're going to be talking about manifestation. We're going to be talking about the increase in manifestation. I thought that was good. Listen to this over and over and over again. Listen to the first part, the second part, first part, second part. First part, second part. And what's going to happen is the Holy Spirit's going to start talking to you and revealing things to you. I didn't. You know, I preach what the Lord gives me, but there's a second hearing. It's when the Holy Spirit starts breaking. He's the teacher. He didn't raise not the teacher. God gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But their point is to do what God calls them to do. Then the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, that represents Jesus, that represents God, he begins to break it down and reveal it to you. Just like he's been talking to me through the sermon. Just like he helped me. He said, no, this is what I'm trying to say. Here's what he said to me. And then he got me on course because I was stumbling around. I'm saying, Lord, I help me. And he helped me. And he showed me. And he gave us a good word today. So next week, praise God, the Lord's going to give us part three of this. It's going to be powerful. This is good, sweetheart. This is good stuff. So listen to it over and over again. And don't just depend on the information I give you. Don't just depend on the word I gave to you. Listen, if you're faithful to listen to what I preached and what I said and faithful to look up the scriptures and read it and give into it, you have to give into it. You have to sow into it. If you're faithful to do that, then the Holy Spirit's going to say they're serious. But they're taking their human faith and they're taking their will and they want to know me and they want to know my word. And they're basing it on me being the Son of God in their life based on salvation. I'm going to give him more. And he'll start giving you more and giving you more and giving you more. Jesus said it like this. He said, to him who has, more shall be given. To him who has, more shall. But to him who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. To him who has, more shall be given. So if you want more, you got to diligently seek the Lord. In Jesus' name, give the Holy Spirit a hand clap for that. Lord, thank you for that word you've given us today. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that it renews our mind, transforms our thinking. And I thank you people give liberally into it and get blessed and receive it by faith in Jesus' name. I want to share one thing with you, too, real quick. When I was in my bathroom this morning, I was thinking about something. The Lord told me, this is what the Lord told me. It's so powerful. The Lord told me, he said, this is deep, sweetheart. Unlocking the mysteries. Unlocking the love. Unlocking the presence of God. The Lord told me. It might be a sermon one day. He said, the way you unlock it is by loving me. That's what the Lord said. He said, the more you love me, the more you seek me, the more you come after me, the more I love you, the more I seek you, the more I reveal to you. Now, that goes against most Christian doctrines and most grace messages. They're like, oh, God's so in love with you. He's got his picture in your pocket. He's got your picture in his pocket and beautiful. God loves you. It's not about your love for God. Just accept his love for you. But the Lord told me the opposite. The Lord told me, he said, the more you love me, and it's in the word, the more you love me, the more you come after me, the more you seek me, the more you unlock my presence, my glory, and my revelation in your life. That's what the Lord told me. He said, that's how you unlock it. He said, that's why my love, my presence, my glory, and my word, my revelation is locked away from the world. He said, remember what he said? It's not hidden from my people, but it's hidden for my people. It's hidden and locked away for those who will love God, seek God, come after God. Then it unlocks it. And the Lord told me, he said, that goes against everything in humanity. He said, in the real life, he said, the more you, the harder you work on the job and the more diligent you are, the more they disdain you, the less they appreciate you, the more they take advantage of you in a relationship. The more you love somebody and do for somebody in a relationship, maybe your children, your spouse, or a family members, the less they appreciate you, the less that they do for you, the more you do in this world for things, the less you get back from it. But God said, the more you do in loving God, seeking God, the more you unlock endless, endless manifestations of his presence, his glory in your life. That's amazing. So you can never, that's why he says you can never outgive God. You can never outseek God. You can never. People lie. People say, well, this stuff don't work for me and stuff. You're lying, because if you're, it's your love and your diligence in seeking God that unlocks God's, you can unlock such a flow of God in your life. And God's not going to say, well, you know what? I know you're working hard. You're diligently seeking me, but I just don't like you. I just don't like you. I just don't like you because you're white. I just don't like you because you're black. I just don't like you because you're a woman. I just don't like you because of your attitude. I just something about you. I just don't like you. People are like that. You can be kind and generous to people, and they just, I just don't like you. But God, you determine how much God loves you. And see, this is going to mess with people, sweetheart. This is going to mess with religious people. You determine how much God loves you. You determine how much God reveals to you. You determine how much glory is in your life. You determine. That's wonderful if you think about it. Ain't that wonderful? Some people hate that. They're like, oh, well, that's bad. So you're saying I have to seek God to get him to love me. That's wonderful, because that puts you in control of your destiny. How many times have we worked and walk away from a job and give no credit and no ref, you know? And how many times have you worked and worked and somebody else got the job and somebody else got the promotion because they were prejudiced? They didn't like you because you were black, you were white, you were a woman. With God, the more you put into it, the more you seek him, the more you unlock. It's endless. When you think you've unlocked it all, you can go deeper. That's wonderful. I don't know if you guys understand that, but the Holy Spirit revealed it to me, and I just shared it with you. That's, sweetheart, that's a blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Get the Holy Spirit a hand clap for that today. At this time, Pastor Cindy is going to come up and give you the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Stick around, because you need this faith, this measure of faith, to operate in what we're talking about. And go back to GodFaithChurch.org or the God Faith Church app or the God Faith Church podcast or God Faith Church Facebook or God Faith Church Twitter, and listen to this over and over and over and over and over again. And sow into the word. Galatians 6:6 says, share all good things with your teacher. If you're not sowing, then you're mocking God and you're not going to receive. That's part of that unlocking. You're missing a key. Giving is a key. Seeking is a key. Reading your word is a key. Praying is a key. Giving is a key that unlocks the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Cindy, get me from up here. Get me from up here. Thank you, Lord. God, I'm going to unlock something.
Thank you, Lord. We want to give you the opportunity today to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the good news about salvation is that it's the free gift of God and it's available to everyone. Romans 10:9-11 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Pray this prayer out loud.
Dear Jesus.
I believe that you died on the cross. That you shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sin. And I repent. I believe that the Father
raised you from the dead.
I believe that you're in heaven.
I believe that you're in heaven.
Seated at the right hand of the Father.
Seated at the right hand of the Father.
And that you are coming again soon.
That you're coming again soon.
I receive your free gift of salvation.
I receive your free gift of salvation.
Holy Spirit.
Live inside me. Teach me.
Correct me.
Lead me.
Guide me. And help me live for you.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. As born-again believers and followers of Jesus, we have to seek the Lord during a personal time of prayer every day. That's Matthew chapter 6. Read the word of God every day. Matthew chapter 4 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. listen to the word of God being preached and taught. That's Ephesians 4, as Pastor was saying. The Lord has given apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the full equipping of the saints. So you have to go to church, online church or physical building, to hear the word of God being preached. Amen. Honor the Lord with the tithe and give offerings. Amen. That's Malachi 4. The Lord commands that the tithe be returned to him at the storehouse, which is the church, the place where you're being taught the word of God. Amen. Amen. So we want to thank you for joining us this morning for our Sunday morning worship and word service. You can follow us on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day. And remember to download our app as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you.